yesterday at 10:30 a.m. this morning, live crash at the Unity Oil Spill, that's the oil airstrip, just 500 meters northward of the airstrip. It was carrying 21 passenger plus crew. Among these, before there were three survivors. As for now, I just come from the clinic. The survivors are nowhere, but there's only one survivor. One thought to this. As for now, 20 people are confirmed that there's only one survivor.
Do you know what caused the crash?
The investigation will be carried out to ascertain exactly what caused the crash. But as for now, it is related to mechanical condition.
You are saying that 21 people, including the crew, died in the crash. Will you talk to us about where the bodies are kept? Is it at Unity Hospital or what is going to happen?
As for now, the bodies are here in the Unity Medical Facility. We are looking for information that they keep them fresh, and the state authorities plus the people are now working seriously to restore their bodies.
There are a lot of non-South Sudanese working at the oil fields. Among the 20 people who died in the plane crash, could you tell us how many non-South Sudanese were among them?
The officials here confirmed that there are two Chinese, one Indian, plus one Ugandan.
Talk to me a little bit about the conditions of the airstrip. Is this a paved airstrip? Is this airstrip in good condition?
The airstrip is in good condition. There's no anything related to the poor weather condition or the poor air airstrip condition. It's very good. The thing is attributed to poor mechanical condition. Meantime, the investigation will be carried out to ascertain exactly what caused the accident.
Can you talk to us more about the company where the plane belongs to? Is it a commercial plane? Is this company owned by an individual? Could you talk to us more about the owners of the plane?
Yeah, the plane was hired by GPOC, as a greater pioneer oil operating company. That's operating in Unity State, but the plane belonged to a certain company called Light. It is Ugandan plane. It was hired by GPOC to carry out its activities in Unity State.
What is the next course of action by the authorities in Unity State?
There are a number of courses that will be taken now by Unity State authorities. As for now, the Unity State government and the leadership of His Excellency, is now on the way to the scene to comfort the families that lost the people in this airspace. It's very unfortunate. Now, after that, we will talk to the GPOC staff, because here it will cause a big death, because most of these people are well informed. They have skills for operation of oil field. It is big concern to the people, the families. They lost the great people. The country lost a great people, and the plane of South Sudan indeed lost a great people in this accident. But after that, when the situation is calm, the investigation will be carried out to know exactly what caused the accident.